This is the United Nations in New York. I'm Deanne Penn. In today's program, the number of South Sudanese refugees in Uganda passes the 1 million mark. And two young women from Kenya have a message for their peers. You can do anything you set your mind to. But first, a bulletin of news from Jocelyn Sambira.
Teams from the UN Children's Fund UNICEF are on the ground in Sierra Leone supporting displaced families affected by flooding and landslides, which have killed several hundred people, including at least 109 children. The death toll is expected to rise with more than 600 people, many of them children still unaccounted for, the agency said in a statement on Thursday. The disaster struck on Monday, and UNICEF has been providing safe drinking water and sanitation, in addition to delivering medicines, gloves, and other supplies. The UN agency is also working with the country's health ministry and partners in efforts to prevent the spread of waterborne diseases. UNICEF reports that many water sources have been contaminated, while water supply networks have been damaged. The UN High Commission for Refugees is calling for more support for Sudan, which has had a long tradition of hosting people fleeing conflict. Filippo Grandi made the appeal during his first official visit to the country, which concluded on Thursday. Sudan has taken in scores of refugees fleeing fighting in South Sudan. The UN refugee chief said that the refugees are allowed to work and to move around, in addition to receiving what he described as generous support from host communities. During a visit to a camp in East Darfur that is home to more than 5,000 South Sudanese refugees, he praised the solidarity of the local people hosting them. Mr. Grandi said this exceptional generosity needed to be acknowledged and supported. He also urged the international community to do more to end the conflict in South Sudan, which has created what he said is the world's fastest-growing forced displacement tragedy. Consuming fortified rice can significantly reduce anemia and zinc deficiencies among the poorest women in Bangladesh, according to a new UN-backed study. Anemia is a health condition resulting from a lack of red blood cells, thus causing fatigue, dizziness, and other symptoms. The study found that the prevalence of anemia dropped by nearly 5% among participants who ate the fortified rice, which contains 6 essential vitamins and minerals, including iron. Meanwhile, zinc deficiency was reduced by 6%. Furthermore, the study found that providing fortified rice alongside training programs and cash investments can contribute to women's empowerment. The study was conducted on behalf of the UN World Food Program, WFP. The women in the study are participants in the government's Vulnerable Group Development Program, which reaches more than 1 million poor women and their families. WFP representative in Bangladesh, Krista Radder, described the findings as very promising. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.
The number of people from South Sudan seeking refuge in Uganda has reached 1 million, the UN refugee agency, UNHCR, has warned. An average of 1,800 South Sudanese civilians have been crossing into Uganda every day during the past year. Another 1 million or more are being hosted by Sudan, Ethiopia, Kenya, the Democratic Republic of the Congo, and the Central African Republic. Many of them have witnessed barbaric acts of violence carried out by armed groups, UNHCR said, such as the sexual assault of women and girls and the kidnapping of boys for forced drafting. Speaking to Flora Nducha, UNHCR spokesperson for East Africa, Teresa Ongaro, said a funding shortfall is affecting the delivery of aid.
1 million simply illustrates the heavy burden that is resting on the shoulders of the government and the people of Uganda, who continue to host refugees from different countries and to keep their borders open. Today, UNHCR has reiterated its call to the international community for urgent additional support for this situation and indeed for Uganda to continue hosting refugees who really have no other option than to seek asylum in this country.
What are the many challenges you're facing as UNHCR and the international community, especially to help Uganda cope with this burden?
The main challenges are quantified in US dollar terms. We have an appalling $674 million for South Sudanese refugees this year, and so far only 20% has been received. Now, that translates into an inability for aid agencies to provide basic assistance. I'll give you an example. The World Food Program was forced in June to cut food rations for refugees. And across settlements in northern Uganda, health clinics are being forced to provide vital medical care with too few doctors, healthcare workers, and medicine. These health inputs are provided by the government of Uganda, and the hospitals and clinics are also the same ones that serve Ugandan nationals. So you can imagine the pressures that the presence of refugees are putting on these public resources.
While you're waiting for the international community to support your appeal, what are the immediate action UNHCR is taking to make sure these new arrivals are settled in?
We continue to work with the government of Uganda, with our traditional partners like the World Food Program, UNICEF, with non-governmental organizations, national and international, and to do what best we can. As I said, the priority is to save lives, and fortunately we have not had any major loss of life as a result of not being able to intervene. But the quality of life of the refugees and the communities that are hosting them is being impacted negatively, and I've given you one description of the situation with health services. Pressures on health services, it creates risks of disease outbreak, and the inability to respond effectively also becomes a problem.
Young people can do anything they set their mind to, a delegate from Kenya said during the recent UN Youth Assembly in New York. Winnie Michaels delivered this message on the margins of the conference, which was held on International Youth Day, observed annually on the 12th of August. Nearly 1,000 young leaders, changemakers, and entrepreneurs from more than 100 countries took part in the event. Joseph Msami asked Ms. Michaels and Ms. Tourism Kenya, Maureen Soro, what advice they had for the young people in their country.
There's a lot of opportunities. There's so much to learn. There's so much to gain. Believe in whatever they intend to do. Make good connections and just know where you belong in terms of what you are trying to achieve. And with that, you can do anything you set your mind to do. They should also get involved with the government work so that they can get access to the resources they need to propel themselves in future. So definitely I'm looking forward to see my Kenyan youth moving forward each and every time.
How about those who are in the rural areas? They don't have opportunities like those are in town areas. What's your message to them?
Basically, that's the reason why I'm here, to actually represent the youth in the village who have no access to better education, no access to electricity, no access to all that. And back home, I realized that there's so much knowledge, there's so much skills that the youth back in the village have. So they just need to know how to work around this knowledge that they have. And we're here to, like, help them out. Mm-hmm. So basically, they should use their own skills. And with the help of people who are able, they will definitely make it.
Maureen Ngoro, she's not just a mere youth, but she's a Miss Tourism. Earlier when you were talking, you told me many things, but you were focusing mainly on the youth need to be equipped to have voice.
Yeah.
What do you want to say about that?
I was saying, let the youths be a voice to the voiceless, and that is what I'm doing here today. Mm-hmm. For the youths who are unemployed, we know we have around 17.3% of the youths who are able to work but are unemployed. And what can they do to sustain themselves, or rather give them a living? We know that Kenya has been pointed out as youths having creative minds. You can see in social media, anything that happens, pop, you see the youths creating up something. And this shows that Kenya, we have the opportunity, but what we lack is the platform.
What will you tell fellow girls like you?
To be aggressive at the same time. Don't wait for the boys. You know, many of the youths wanted to come and present here Kenya, but I had to fight for this. I had to say that I wanted to be seen in the nation, say I'm representing Kenya, and I'm here to be a voice for the youths back in Kenya. And What I would love to tell the young girls again, go for it. Also, be the sunshine.
You've been listening to today's News and Features program from the United Nations in New York. I'm Deanne Penn. Thanks for listening.